Oh man. You know, Ricky Nelson, although known as Rick Nelson, his first name really is, do you know what his real first name is? Eric. He started recording long before these two young men were born, and that's one of them. Hello, Mary Lou.
His real name is actually Shecky. Just want to let you know.
Like a Shecky Nelson.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of a show. Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Well, that was Gunnar Nelson. I'm Matthew Nelson.
It's so great to meet you guys. Your hair, you cut your hair.
Yeah, we did. We gave it to Locks of Love. Our sister Tracy had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
she played a nun on a TV show.
That's
right?
Acting, right?
Right?
Yeah, big time. Trust me.
I know. Believe me.
Trust me.
So good for you. You guys had your own band at one time called Just Nelson, right?
Not Just Nelson. Nelson.
Oh.
That's right. We actually still do. We actually go out there and we tour. I mean, we went to England recently. We went to Shanghai, China. So we're out there still doing our thing.
I was just told that you guys have performed with Bobby V's sons.
That's right. Tommy and Jeff. When we actually go out and do this as a full band, they actually back us up. And it's great. They grew up in a household full of that kind of music, too. So that's kind of their wheelhouse. It's where they live.
So let's just talk a little history here for those who are listening who may be hearing about Ozzy and Harriet, America's favorite family, for the first time.
That's right. Grab a pen, folks, because you will be quizzed when this is all done.
Yes. You guys must need a map to figure this out. The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet were that was on the air in the 50s and in the mid-60s. It was on the air a long time. And it starred their dad, Rick Nelson, and their uncle David Nelson, correct?
That is correct. It's Ozzy, Harriet, David, and Ricky, a real family playing a real family. It's the longest running television sitcom in history still.
Yes.
To this day, 435 episodes over 14 and a half years.
That's crazy. That's what a legacy that they left.
We have the world's greatest home movies, you know?
Oh.
It's our real family playing a real family growing up in front of everybody. So it's kind of neat to be able to pass it on to our kids eventually.
Boy, those genes sure show through, those G-E-N-E-S. You guys are...
All that Scandinavian blood, you know?
You really...
We want to survive, don't we?
You look like Nelsons, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, we had nothing to do with that. We were just the fastest swimmer.
You guys were only 15 when your dad died. No,
we were 18 years old.
Oh, you were 18.
Yeah, we were 18.
Excuse me.
We
okay.
got a chance to really know him real well. He was, his stats are impressive. I mean... He sold 285 million singles. He sold 60 million albums when they didn't even sell albums. Movie star, TV star. The thing that's the coolest, though, is in spite of all of that, he was the nicest, most down-to-earth guy you'd ever see. He never said no to an autograph. You know, people were always stunned at just how real he was. And that was the thing that we were most impressed with and, you know, what we really want to carry forward.
Boy, I'll tell you, his music brings back so many wonderful memories for so many people.
Well, he actually had a really interesting career, too. It wasn't just the 50s stuff.
Right.
You know, he was Ricky in the early years, and that was during a time when people were writing songs for professional artists to translate. I mean, Elvis never wrote a song. And then when the whole singer-songwriter era came into vogue in America, you know, he went back to the drawing board and came up with something called the Stone Canyon Band, which has been credited by the Rock Hall as the first true country rock band.
Yeah.
And he dropped his Y at the end of the name and all that stuff and became Rick Nelson from that point on.
Yeah, everybody knows the early stuff with Hello Mary Lou, Traveling Man, Poor Little Fool, all that, but they also know the Stone Canyon Band with Garden Party.
The Garden Party,
yeah,
of
so,
course. And that was so different from what he had done originally.
Yeah, but equally as cool.
Very cool.
Yeah,
in fact, some say the Garden Party might be one of his best songs ever.
Well, I think it was just because he wrote it. And he wrote it about an experience he had at Madison Square Garden where he was asked to play an oldies concert. And the audience really expected to see black and white era Ricky. And he showed up with his new band. And they booed him off the stage. And he wrote a song about the experience. And it was a blind side to the industry and a real statement.
Wow.
Hey, we've got some... Zydeco music coming through.
All right.
Hey, pause for brilliance. Pause for brilliance.
Yes, indeed. Gunnar Nelson and Matthew Nelson.
Hang on,
here we go. Okay, there we go. Yee-hee!
Okay. Hey, so what do you guys do on stage? What is your performance?
I'm sorry, I was distracted by a troop from Norway.
They rock.
They do.
Awesome. I thought it was a Ricola commercial. Okay, what were you saying?
What do you do on stage at this performance?
Well, this is called Ricky Nelson Remembered. This is a show that we do because we love to, not because we have to. It's taken about a decade to put together. It's best described as a high-energy rock concert meets an A&E biography episode. We incorporate videos from the Ozzy and Harriet show and interviews with our dad and stuff like that. in with the songs and the stories behind the songs, and it's really become more of a production than anything. It's really cool. Our Grandpa Ozzy always said that the Nelson family's never really been in the entertainment business. We've always been in the connection business, and the show is really connected with the audience. It's really a cool thing.
You know, Ozzy was quite groundbreaking in his time, wasn't he?
He was. Well, he wrote, produced, edited, directed, and starred in all 435 episodes of the show. He also created the radio show that preceded that. He was a band leader, and because of Ozzy, we're the only family in history to have three successive generations of number one hit makers. And, you know, he had hits with his big band in the 30s, of course, our dad in the 50s, and us in 1990. So, you know, it's pretty neat that he kind of started that whole thing, but he kind of started that way. I mean, he still holds a record as the world's youngest Eagle Scout. He has he held a degree at Rutgers University, which was Ivy League, with law. So he was actually a lawyer. And he was just an all-around pretty special guy.
Look at the pride in those guys' eyes. Here they are, seasoned veterans themselves, talking so proudly.
Well, come on. If you were Matthew Nelson, you'd be proud, too.
That's right.
By the way, that was Gunner saying that.
That's right. I've been carrying this guy for years.
You guys are identical, aren't you? Yes, indeed.
It's freaking you right out.
Well, yeah. No,
but you're doing a sight gag on radio.
There you go.
Now, how much sense does that make?
And that's why we put the table between you and Sandy.
Well,
okay, folks out there, you're going to have to take our word for it. We are identical.
And actually, your dad, I was so in love with him. I can't even begin to tell you. When I found out he was married, I was devastated. I mean, I was 11, but I was still devastated to find out. He was married to this beautiful woman. Your mother was beautiful.
Yeah, we got our mother's coloring, you know. Yeah, she said that she became instantly the world's most hated woman.
I bet she did.
You know, but with us, we got a lot of the Harmon genes as well. She was Kristen Harmon, and still is. She lives in Santa Fe, but... You know, our uncle is Mark Harmon from NCIS. And so,
that's one of my favorite shows. Excuse me.
No, it's a cool show. It's a cool show.
Do you know that gal who that is a technical thing? Have you ever met her?
Abby.
Yeah.
Abby Pauly Perret.
Do you know her?
I don't know her. I would like to know her. I've actually heard it's really become a family on the set. We talked to Uncle Mark about it. And they've been doing it for so long now that really everyone gets along so well on so many sets. Their personality issues and contract issues. And that's not the way it is on that show. And I think you can feel that as a viewer, that these people really, really dig each other.
Yeah, they're not actually competing with each other. I think it really helped that our uncle was a quarterback at UCLA, with our granddad being a Heisman winner. So it was really more of a team-building type of a situation that he grew up with. And as a producer for NCIS, it completely relates to it. He was a big fan and taught us a lot about John Wooden's philosophies when he coached UCLA. And I think he brought that into, if you ever see an interview with our Uncle Mark, he never takes any credit. He says it's a team effort and you're only as strong as your weakest link.
But he slaps that Tony behind.
We have not been slapped on the back of the head yet.
Okay.
So apparently we're doing okay.
So did you guys ever play football, play sports?
We did. In high school we did.
Oh, you did.
We did. Yeah, I was a wide receiver, and I never missed a catch. I always caught the ball, but it was just, you know, you get hit really hard.
Yeah.
And I just kind of remember it was one time I caught the touchdown pass, and I was lying on the ground, knocked out, you know, wind knocked out of me, and I just went, I think that I'm going to stick with the guitar.
Yeah, yeah, good. That was probably a really smart idea.
30% more girls.
That's right.
Really? I would imagine you've done the calculations.
Oh, yeah. The way I look at it, guitars have been doing for guys what cosmetic surgeons have been doing for girls for the last 30 years.
I love that.
It evens the playing field a bit.
It does indeed. Gunner Nelson, Matthew Nelson, you guys, really, what a treat it is to meet you both.
Well,
thank you, Senior.
Thanks for having us on your show. And thanks for supporting the cause. We've actually been doing this a lot longer than we expected to. We thought this was going to be a once or two-time thing that we were going to promote some of our dad's music with. And here we are a decade later. It's grown. It's built. And thanks in no small part to folks like you. So thank you.
Great. And I imagine,
you're charming.
We'd be very
man.
Proud of both of you.
We've got them fooled, Matt.
We do.
Thank you both.
Makes my heart start to yearn.